Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be discussing this hot topic. In John chapter 15, Jesus said that the Father cuts off every branch in Jesus that bears no fruit. What did Jesus mean by that? I mean, on the surface, it sounds like that we can lose our salvation, right? Well, let me give you a little bit of advice when it comes to biblical interpretation. Whenever you read a verse or a few verses that are kind of like, huh, what's going on here? Step back from that verse or verses and go to other places in the Bible. Better if you can go in the same book, actually, that particular book where the questionable verse is, and interpret scripture with scripture. What do I mean by that? Jesus, when he said that the Father cuts off every branch in him that bears no fruit, sounds like Jesus is saying you can lose your salvation. So now the first question you have to ask is, step away from this verse and say, are there any other places in the Bible, or better yet, are there any other places in the Gospel of John, because this is where Jesus said that in John 15, are there any other places in the Gospel of John where Jesus speaks about security of salvation? And the answer is yes. Go to John chapter 6. Starting in verse 37, Jesus says, all those the Father gives me will come to me. And Jesus promises, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Jesus is saying, you can't lose your salvation. You didn't choose it. The Father gives the sheep to the great shepherd, Jesus. And Jesus, the great shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep, and those sheep are guaranteed their salvation. Verse 39, and this is the will of him who sent me, Jesus says, that I shall lose none of all he, the Father, has given me, Jesus, but I will raise them up at that last day. That's resurrection day, or second coming day, okay? Jesus says in verse 44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up on that last day. So we see here, as we interpret scripture with scripture, same book, Gospel of John, same speaker, Jesus, talking about the same topic, security of salvation. And here in John 6, Jesus makes it clear. Those who have been chosen by the Father, given to Jesus by the Father, Jesus will never lose them, and he will not send them away. You can't lose your salvation. Is there any other place here in the Gospel of John where we can, again, interpret scripture with scripture, where Jesus speaks about this very topic? Sure. Just go over to chapter 10. Jesus says in verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And here it is. Jesus says, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Back to John 15. So when Jesus says, starting in verse 1, I am the true vine. By the way, when Jesus says I am, he's saying ego a me. It's very emphatic. He's saying I am and only I am the true vine. The vine, what he's saying there is I'm the true Israel. Isaiah 5, God the Father talks about how Israel was chosen to be the vine for God to spread out and show the glory of God to other nations. But God said when he looked for good fruit from Israel, the vine, he only found bad fruit. Well, here's Jesus, just like he is the second Adam, who came to fulfill that which the first Adam failed on. Jesus is also the true Israel, fulfilling that which the Israel of the Old Testament failed on. Think about this. Jesus, or actually Israel, they wandered through the wilderness, how long? 40 years. Jesus, after he was baptized, was led into the desert by the Spirit. How long was he there? 40 days, 40 nights. Where Israel failed in the wilderness, falling to temptation, Jesus in the wilderness did not fail, even though he was tempted. So here Jesus says in John 15, I am, ego a me. Obviously he's saying here I'm God. Okay? Because again, he's referring also back to Exodus 3:14, where Moses at the burning bush said, well, okay, I'm going to go for you. Who shall I sell? Who are you? Who is sending me? And God said, I am that I am sending you. So here is Jesus saying, I am the one who was, who is, and who is forevermore. I'm the true vine. I'm the true Israel. And my Father is the garden, right? So Jesus is the vine. The Father is the gardener of the vineyard. We as Christians are the branches. Now, what is the purpose of us being branches? Well, Jesus says again in John 15, verse 16, he says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you may go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. So, as branches, we have been chosen to bring glory to God and to bear fruit for God. With that context now, let's take a look at what Jesus was saying. I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He, the Father, cuts off every branch, talking about people who claim to be Christ, in me that bears no fruit. Here are the two key words, in me. The question you have to ask is, what did Jesus mean when he said, in me? Now, we know that from Pauline theology, Paul, the Apostle Paul, he often talked about Christians as being in Christ. We have been baptized into Christ, into his death and resurrection by the Holy Spirit. So we are in Christ. There's a union with Christ. Those who are in Christ are saved forever. Okay? Sealed by God the Holy Spirit. So, if Jesus here in verse 2 meant when he said, he, the Father, cuts off every branch in me, true saved believers that bear no fruit, we obviously know Jesus does not mean that the Father cuts off and branches that are in Christ, meaning they lose their salvation. We know that because we just looked in John 6 and John 10. Jesus says no one can lose their salvation. So if Jesus is talking about true Christians who have truly been saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, who have been baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit, if Jesus is saying, he, the Father, cuts off every branch in me, true believer, that bears no fruit, we know that Jesus does not mean that believer is losing their salvation. So, the other thing you have to look at then, if Jesus is talking about a true believer, what does it mean that the Father cuts off? Well, interestingly, in the Greek, the word can also be translated lifts up. Think of it this way. Think of a gardener going into the vineyard, right? The gardener is looking for fruit, right? And so he comes upon some branches that he notices are drooping. They're hanging low. In fact, they're hanging so low that they're in the dust. They're out of the sunlight. Now, the gardener looks at those branches and he sees that they are truly connected to the vine. They're living branches, yet they're drooping, not bearing any fruit. So what does the gardener do? Well, he doesn't cut the branch out because he sees it's truly connected to the vine. So instead, you know what he does? He lifts up that branch. Why? So that it can go from bearing no fruit to bearing some fruit. Because again, didn't Jesus say in verse 16, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. Why? To go bear fruit, fruit that'll last. So the good gardener, the Father, looks at a true Christian who may be drooping in their spiritual life. They're truly saved, truly in Christ, connected to Him, the vine, yet they're not bearing fruit. Why? They're spiritually stale. They're in a rut. Maybe they're not in the Word enough. Maybe they're going through all kinds of difficulties in life that are distracting them. They're drooping in their spiritual walk. What does the Father do? He doesn't cut you out, Christian, so that you lose your salvation. We know that clearly. So could it be that He graciously lifts you up, dusts you off, and puts you into the sunlight? Why? So that you can start to bear some fruit. Internal fruit, fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, and so forth. External fruit, bringing glory to God. So if Jesus, here in verse 2, when He says that He, the Father, cuts off every branch in Christ, a true believer, well, we know that doesn't mean cut off from salvation. We then go to the idea of that the Father lifts up the branch so it could start to bear some fruit. And I think it makes sense in this context because then we see the progress. You go from no fruit to being lifted up, bearing some fruit, but God wants a lot more fruit. What does He do? Every branch in Christ that does bear fruit, you know what the Father does? He prunes you. Why? So you'll be even more fruitful. You see it? No fruit, some fruit, more fruit. And how does the Father get more fruit from the branch? He's got to prune you. You think of horticulture, a lot of branches start to get what are called sucker shoots. These sucker shoots are formed on the branch, and they're like little shoots or nubs, and they suck the sap from the vine from the branches so that the branches are in danger of dying. Now, a good gardener, what's he going to do? He sees the sucker shoots. Boom, he starts clipping, pruning, pruning, pruning. Not to destroy the branch, but to get rid of the sucker shoots so that the branch could become even more fruitful. Christian, could that be what's happening in your life right now? Are you drooping right now? Or have you been lifted up? Are you bearing some fruit? And are you feeling the pressure of some pruning? Don't despair. God wants you to be even more fruitful. More on that when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, hello, and welcome everybody back to Hot Topics, where we are talking about vines and branches and fruit and being cut off. And if you were with us on the first part of the show, the question we're dealing with today is, what did Jesus exactly mean in John 15 when He said, I'm the true vine and my Father is the gardener? The Father cuts off every branch in Jesus that bears no fruit. Well, again, we discussed this idea of, well, we know that Jesus did not mean that true believers can be cut out of Jesus, the true vine. They cannot lose their salvation. And again, we just interpreted Scripture with Scripture. We looked at John 6, at John 10, same gospel, same words of Jesus, same topic. Very clear. A believer cannot lose their salvation. So, if Jesus was talking about true believers, okay, branches who were truly in Him, baptized into Him by the Holy Spirit, saved, well, we know that He doesn't mean that the Father's going to cut them out. We looked and saw that in the Greek, the word cut can also mean lift up. And so what we've been discussing is that a true believer, at times, the branch is going to droop. you're going to have a tough thing going on in life. Maybe you're stale in your walk with Christ. You're not in the Word. You're not in prayer. You're not in good fellowship. So your Christian life starts to droop. You're a drooping branch. Well, the good gardener, the Father, he comes along and he sees you drooping. You're in the dust. You're not in the sunlight. He didn't see any fruit. But again, Christian, you've been chosen, verse 16, to bear fruit. Fruit that will last and bring glory to God. So what does the good gardener do? The Father first checks and sees if you're truly connected to the vine. If you're a Christian in Christ, guess what? You're connected to the vine forever. You can't be taken out. You can't lose your salvation. So then what does it mean that the Father cuts off that type of branch? Well, in the Greek, again, it could mean lift up. He lifts up drooping branches, dusts them off, puts them in the sunlight. Why? So they can start to bear some fruit. Because isn't that not the purpose of you being chosen? Again, verse 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. You might go and bear fruit, fruit that'll last. So the Father is not satisfied with no fruit in you, Christian. But it's interesting. He's not satisfied with some fruit in you either. After he lifts you up, after he dusts you off, after he puts you in the sunlight, after you start to bear some fruit internally and externally, you know what the Father does? Well, he wants more fruit. He prunes, we're told, in that same verse, verse 2. Every branch cuts out those sucker shoots, sin that don't see. Things going on in our lives that could potentially sap away the power of the Holy Spirit in us. So guess what happens? The Father prunes those sucker shoots. He starts to prune our lives. Discipline. Not to cut you out, not so you can lose your salvation, but because he loves you, Christian, and he wants more fruit. And that's what Jesus says. The Father cuts off or lifts up every branch in him that bears no fruit, so they can bear some fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Why? So that it will become even more fruitful. You see, Christian? The Father doesn't want just some fruit from you. He wants much more fruit from you. But interestingly, how much more fruit? Verse 5, Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, if you abide in me, is the actual word. The Greek word is meno. If you are truly in Christ, and you're walking in obedience to Christ, if you are abiding in Christ, constantly seeking the sap, the power of the Holy Spirit of Christ as you read the word of Christ and you fellowship with the people of Christ and you're in prayer with Christ. Well, Jesus says, if you remain in me, meno, and I in you, Jesus says, you're not just going to bear some fruit or even much fruit. He says, you will bear even more fruit. And again, isn't that the goal? Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. That makes sense, right? No branch on its own can bear fruit unless it's connected to the vine. So if you're a true believer and you're drooping right now, guess what, Christian? You don't have to fear that you're going to lose out your salvation, that God the Father is going to cut you out of Christ. That doesn't happen. You cannot lose your salvation. Again, John 6, John 10 is very clear. The words of Jesus himself. So if you're a drooping branch right now, the Father in his grace is going to come. He's going to eventually lift you up. He's going to dust you off. He's going to put you in the sunlight. So you start to be exposed to God's sanctifying power through his word. So you start to bear some fruit. But he wants more. After a while, Christian, he may start pruning you. Some of you may right now be in that pruning process. Do not despair. He's not cutting you out of the vine. He just wants more fruit. He sees those sucker shoots. Why? Because he's the good gardener, the perfect gardener. But guess what, Christian? You continue to abide in Christ. You continue to obey Christ. You know what's going to happen? More and more of the sap of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to start to work in your life so that you bear even much more fruit. Isn't that why you were chosen, Jesus says, again in verse 16, to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Now, back to verse 2. All that I just taught you, all is based on the assumption that when Jesus said, every branch in him, what he meant was a true saved believer, truly in Christ, in union with Christ, baptized into his death and resurrection. However, there are other ways you can interpret that. When Jesus says every branch in me, it could also mean professing Christians who did not truly possess true eternal life. In other words, they looked good, they looked like Christians, they talked like Christians, sounded like Christians, maybe even showed some work serving as Christians. So they looked like they were in Christ. But when the gardener inspects a little closer, he sees that the branch never was truly connected to the vine. If Jesus is talking about that type of person who is not truly saved, looked good, looked like they were in Christ, well then, verse 2, when Jesus says, he, the Father, cuts off every branch in him that bears no fruit, what he's saying is, God the Father eventually shows that phony, fraudulent person for who he or she really is. In fact, then if you go to verse 6, Jesus says, if you're not in me, if you don't remain in me, if you don't really have a relationship with me, Jesus said, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. What Jesus is saying here, again, if he's talking about people who are not true Christians, they look like they're in Christ, but they're not. Jesus says, apart from me, you can bear no fruit. And oh, by the way, the Father is going to be able to see through your hypocrisy. He's going to know that you're not truly connected to the vine. That type of branch, the only thing that's going to happen, you're going to be taken out and thrown into the fire. He's talking about eternal damnation. Now, if this is what Jesus meant by saying, every branch in me the Father cuts off, it actually could fit the overall context. Why am I saying that? If you just go over to chapter 13, Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples. In fact, here in John 12 through 17, we see Jesus in the upper room with his disciples. Okay, this is before he was going to get arrested and crucified. In fact, in John 15, the conversation had about the vine and the branches, that's the same place, upper room, same setting, right? Well, a couple chapters before that, in John 13, we see that Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Again, they were in the upper room, celebrated the Lord's Supper. Again, in the upper room, same place where Jesus was talking about later in chapter 15, the vine and the branches. But an interesting thing happened after Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Jesus made a startling statement in verse 18 of chapter 13 that there was going to be somebody who was going to betray him. In fact, if you go over to verse 11, he knew who was going to betray him. Well, after he had made the statement that somebody is going to betray him, we saw that very thing happening. Jesus said in verse 18, I'm not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen. But this is to fulfill this passage of Scripture. He who shared my bread has turned against me. I'm telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. Very truly I tell you, Jesus said, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. Whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, very truly, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me. The disciples stared at each other. Obviously, they were in shock. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know who he was talking about. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Peter motioned to this disciple, that was John, and said, come on, ask Jesus, which one is he talking about? Well, leaning against Jesus, John said, Lord, who is it? Jesus said, it's the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to who? Judas. You know Judas, the son of Iscariot. Judas who had been with Jesus and the disciples for 3 years. Judas who was the treasurer taking care of the money. Judas who was used to perform miracles. Judas who heard all the teaching of Jesus. You know, Judas who looked like a branch who was in Christ. But what happened? When Jesus dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. And that's when Jesus said, what you're about to do, do quickly. Back to verse chapter 15. Was Judas a true believer? Never. We know that. He was a son of perdition, John 17. Was Judas saved? No. Did he lose his salvation? No. He was never saved. He was a branch who looked like he was in Christ but never was. And when the time came, He showed himself for who he was. And where's Judas right now? He's in hell. He was a branch that was thrown into fire. So, here in chapter 15, if when Jesus says, I'm the true vine and my Father is the gardener, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. He could also be meaning there were branches and he was warning his disciples, hey, what you just saw happen with Judas is going to happen with others. Frauds, phonies, following Jesus for the wrong reason. And that's why Jesus said, if you don't remain in me, you're like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire, and burned. And I think his disciples would have clearly understood what Jesus was referring to because they just saw two chapters earlier what Judas had done. Again, Judas really looked like he was in Christ. And John 13 had no idea that Jesus was referring to Judas when he made that statement, somebody's going to betray me. Judas was such a good fraud, such a good phony. He looked like a branch who was truly in Christ, but he never was. So to answer this question, when Jesus says, those branches in me, the Father cuts off, he's either referring to Judas-type people or in their destiny is hell, or he is referring to people who are truly in him, who are drooping, who the Father lifts up. Christian, you cannot lose your salvation. But Paul tells us we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Got to make sure you're in Christ. How do you make sure? You abide in him, you obey him, and you live your life for him. Thank God we don't choose our salvation. Thank God we don't lose our salvation. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go bear fruit, fruit that will last. God bless you all.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at PastorAndrew@AOL.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.